Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. And welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isup. Every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 21st of Muharram of 1447, corresponding to Thursday, the 17th of July, 2025. Alhamdulillah, I'd like to thank you for joining me for the next hour, and I will be your host, inshallah. And today, inshallah, we're going to be embarking on a very beautiful journey, a journey that we all need to understand and we all need to learn how to use it. And that is one of the most profound virtues in our deen, and that is having patience and having sabr. You know, a lot of times when we hear of people going for Hajj, and one of the things that we hear is that they tell the Hujjaj, you need to carry 10 bags of sabr. 10 bags of sabr. Now, what do you understand by this? Now, inshallah, we're going to get into more detail with regards to sabr during the course of our show, inshallah. In a world filled with uncertainties, many challenges that we face on a daily basis, be it at home or at work, and sometimes we have things that happen due to unforeseen circumstances, you know, and it's very easy to feel overwhelmed when it comes to such things. But in Islam, Islam offers us a beautiful guiding light, and that is the principle of having sabr. And it is so beautiful. Allah Ta'ala says in the noble Quran, in many ayats, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Verily, Allah Ta'ala is the one who has patience and salah. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Verily, patience and salah. Look how beautiful it is. It comes together. Patience and salah. And also, عَلَى بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَعِينُ الْقُلُوبِ. Verily, remembrance brings contentment to the heart. And as a means to navigate through this life that we live in, the ups and downs that we have and we go through on a daily basis, and with grace and hope, we're going to explore how we can cultivate this beautiful and essential quality in our lives. To commence our program, inshallah, we're going to be opening our hearts to the divine words of Almighty Allah with the beautiful recitation that would set our tone for our conversation on sabr. So inshallah, we're going to be listening to a verse on the noble Quran, and that is from Surah Baqarah, verses 153 to 157.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون.
صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. Definitely a beautiful verse from the noble Quran, and let us read or let us see what Almighty Allah is telling us in these verses. O you who believed, seek help through patience and through salah. Verily, Allah Ta'ala is with the patient. And do not say about those who have been killed in the way of Allah, they don't say that they are dead, rather they are alive, but you perceive it not. And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and the loss of wealth and lives and fruit. But give glad tidings to the patient who, when disaster strikes them, they say, indeed we belong to Allah and indeed to Him is our return. Those are the ones whom are blessings from their Lord and mercy, and it is those who are rightly guided. And these verses, the very essence of our topic. It's about patience and sabr. And in life, we go through many things that will hurt us. You know, be it people. People will hurt us. People will say one thing and they will do another thing. You know, we might go through a divorce. We might have a loss of a loved one. And various things with regards to losses. You know, we might have an accident. Even when we have an accident, the first thing that we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When somebody passes away, when you're of hearing someone who passed away, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And it is not merely a passive endurance, it is an active, conscious effort to remain steadfast in whatever we go through, whatever test Allah Ta'ala puts us through. And you know, whenever we go through any trial and tribulations in this life, we must always remember that Allah Ta'ala is elevating our status. We should take it with honor. And always remember, even in Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. That verily, Allah Ta'ala will not burden a soul in which they cannot handle. So whatever we go through in life, always remember that Allah Ta'ala will never put us in this situation if He, Allah Ta'ala, knew that we could not handle it. And sometimes we think that, you know what, will I be able to manage? But always remember that to trust Allah Ta'ala's planning is most divine and most perfect. And we have to have trust in Almighty Allah when it comes to His plan and to control our reactions in the face of diversity. So maybe we're going through something. Don't have fear. Do not have fear in your heart, because always remember that Almighty Allah is closer to us than our own jugular vein. We must always remember that, dear, my dear respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allah Ta'ala tells us that He will test us. And this world is a test for us. Everything we go through is a test. And no matter what we're going through, be it when and how, this test comes in various forms. Be it we have that fear, that anxiety. That, for example, if you are at your workplace and the boss tells you, you know, I want to have a meeting with you. Now, you're thinking, what have I done? What have I done wrong? And you think to yourself, now you start backtracking and you start thinking, what wrong did I do? But you know you never do anything wrong. But your boss just wants to have a quick chat with you. And when we lose someone in your life, a loved one. And when it comes to even wealth, wealth is a test. Wealth will be a trial. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the greatest fitna of my ummah will be the fitna of wealth. Yes, we all want to live a comfortable life. No one's saying that we mustn't live comfortably. But when we lose that wealth, always remember that it did not belong to us in the first place. Nothing in this world belongs to us. Nothing in this world belongs to us. And we must always remember, this is the reality of life, that when we lose things, it will belong to the Creator who created it, and that is Almighty Allah. But the promise is for the one who is patient, the one who is struck by calamity, by musibah. And he remembers his Lord, that, like I said, that the ultimate belonging is to Allah. And everything, when you go through anything in life, always have this mindset that, you know what, this was not mine. It was not meant for me. I was not meant to have it. If we have that mindset always, that whatever we go through in life and whatever loss that we have, it never belonged to us. It was belonged to Almighty Allah. So you might be thinking, why is there so much emphasis on patience? As a Muslim, why should we have sabr in adversity in everything that we do? It is a sign that we have our iman is strong, that we have that faith and reliance and tawakkul in Almighty Allah. You know, we did tawakkul during the course of the week, and the patience and tawakkul, the faith and patience go hand in hand. When you go through anything, you have faith, your iman is strong that, Ya Allah, you won't put me through this year if I cannot handle it. Surah Fatiha, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Thee alone do we worship and thee alone do we ask for help. And in the times of difficulty and we seek Almighty Allah's help through wasta'inu bisabri was salah. Look at the verse we heard now, verses 153 to 157. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ And he strengthens our reliance and our connection with Almighty Allah. When we fix our relationship with Almighty Allah in private, Allah Ta'ala will sort out and handle our affairs in public. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ See, your husband tawakkal, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ That you are giving, you are handing over your affairs to Almighty Allah. But we need to fix our relationship first with Almighty Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the trials and tribulations, when met with patience, can exacerbate our sins, even if it's a prick of a thorn. Subhanallah. Imagine, even if you get pricked by a thorn, it's a means of exacerbating our sins. Let us turn to Quran and Sunnah. The Quran and Sunnah are replete with promises of great rewards for those who are patient, those who have sabr. Allah says in the noble Quran in Surah Az-Zumar, Indeed, the patient will be given their reward without account. Imagine, you're going on the day of Qiyamah and you stand in front of Almighty Allah. And Allah Ta'ala will grant you such a reward because you bore patience. You had that sabr in you. Whatever you went through in this life, you had it, you bore it with patience. You said, Ya Allah, this is from you. I accept it wholeheartedly. You accept it wholeheartedly. And when you look at what you're going through in life, any adversities you're going through in life, it creates an opportunity for you, and it allows us, where patience allows us to look at it from a view. We step back a bit, what we're going through, what we went through, and we look at how to reflect on what happened, and we learn how to grow from our mistakes, from the challenges that we went through. It may be for a short period of time, but we need to learn how to not make the same mistake in what we went through. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a small break, and inshallah, when we return, we will continue with our program.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله لا أعبد في الكون إلا الله ورسولي للبشر هدى الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين وأكلم ربي خمسا أطهر بدني بصلاة بوضوئي بركوعي بخشوعي دوما ألقى بني الإسلام على خمس خمسة أركان في الدين صوم وصلاة وزكاة حج والشهادتين شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله إقامة الصلاة إيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا وأنمي مالي بزكاتي أطهره برضا الله للفقراء المساكين أعطيهم حقا لله بني الإسلام على خمس
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
It's gone at 10:30 Central African Time, and it's so beautiful. I'm so happy. I'm ecstatic. I'm delighted that, you know what, we used to have our brother Maulana Zaid Khan, that used to be on our show previously, and Alhamdulillah, Maulana has joined us and requested that if Maulana could join us to give us some insight. You know, we haven't had Maulana Zaid on our program in a very, very long time. And during the break, and it's so beautiful, you know, Maaf about that. And we asked Maulana Zaid during the course of the show that can you come and join us, to join us on our show. And inshallah, we're going to be, we are discussing the topic of the sabr and how one can have patience. Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And with that being said, inshallah, we'd like to welcome our beloved Maulana Zaid Khan. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Suleiman, good to be with you after long on the program.
I mean, Jazakallah khairan, Mulana. And Mulana, we were discussing or telling the listeners that during our time in this life, and we always must have that mindset and that the reality that this life is temporary and is not even significant to the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Almighty Allah. And Allah says in the Noble Quran that لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, that Allah Ta'ala will not burden a soul in which He cannot handle. And Allah Ta'ala mentions many places in the Quran about having patience through trials and tribulations. And with that being said, inshallah, Mulana can give us some verses or some extracts from the Noble Quran and Sunnah. You know, because at the Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we always turn to Quran, the Sunnah, and our Hadith. So inshallah, Mulana can take the mic, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Gee, sabr, as we just understand it to be like an accident or some sickness, but actually sabr is much broader than that. When you say in English definition, there's no exclusive word for sabr. So you'll see there's many words you'll have to use for sabr. When Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse 155 of the Quran Sharif, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those who exercise patience. But it's not just patience, it's tolerance. It's not just tolerance, it's forbearance. It's not just forbearance, it's a broad spectrum of meanings. For example, you can think of three categories when it comes to sabr. Sabrun anil ma'asi. So what's sabrun anil ma'asi? This is sabr in the face of sin. So sin is staring at you in your face. That female is walking past you. Now you have to control your gaze. So what we tend to do, we don't tend to do or give it much attention. We just tend to stare. But then this affects that passion in your lustful system. So the nafs then is activated, and then these thoughts of this female comes to mind. And later on, this picture forms in your brain of that female, and it stays with you. Sadly so, when we find people who are married who do not control their gaze, what happens then is when they are engaging with different people, or when they are engaging with their spouses, rather, we say, and what happens is they tend to have these imaginations of those females which they were lustfully gazing at previously. So the cure, the remedy to that is stop looking at strange females. And then you'll see slowly, over time, these images which were stored in your brain will also be removed. But what we're saying here, sabrun anil ma'asi, that means you had to practice patience. That fitna was calling you. You wanted to stay. It's in the beginning stages. Now you've understood what is Islah, and you are now activating your mind, and you are focusing on pleasing Allah. So it took patience to turn away from that. Similarly, a person who's on drugs, he wants it, but he has to exercise patience, tolerance, forbearance, so that he doesn't go back into that. Similarly, a person who is smoking, similarly, any crime that you want to give up, it requires a whole load of patience. And that is why Lama Busayri rahimullah says so beautifully, when nafsu katifli, that the nafs is like a suckling baby. In taftimhu yanfatimi, if you wean it off, it does eventually wean off. But that whole process requires sabr. So that's one form of sabr. Another category of sabr is sabrun fi ta'at. And what is this here? This is sabr in obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you've come onto this pathway, and you are activated, and you are making ibadat. And now you, for example, let's take a beautiful example. After Maghrib Salah, you recite 6 rakats of Awabin. Then you get the rewards of 12 years of accepted ibadat. 12 years. So now you've started it. Now 1 day goes, 2 days goes. You know how we are. Initially, we are so excited, and we tend to do what we have to do. But then after 3-4 days, we tend to get lazy. So that is where it requires now patience, forbearance, tolerance. Your nafs is saying leave it. let's just get involved in something else. But you say, I started this and I'm going to stick to it. So in that whole interim, it requires patience. So in obedience also, it requires tolerance. Similarly, we say to you that when you're starting something new, for example, you want to give out sadaqah. And as Brother Suleiman, you've seen with Mufti Saab, it's not just like a thing which he does occasionally. If he does it like myself or others. He makes it like a proper ibadat, a proper ibadat, you can say, that it has to be done. And this is something that is consistent with. So when you start something now, you want to start giving out sadaqah, you don't say, okay, I'm going to give out 100 rands. Start small, but make it consistent. So any action that you're going to do, say you want to start awabin. So you've got a goal. So you say, over time, I'm going to reach 6 rakats. So you start from today, you say, after Maghrib, after our sunnahs, I'm going to read 2 rakats extra salah. If you've got qada, then you make your qada. And that's what is so alarming, that people have so much of qada namazes, salah, that it tends to end up in millions of rands. So why not just do it? Put an activated plan to say that we need to accomplish this within our lifetimes, inshallah. And if Allah takes you before that, at least you can say, Ya Allah, I've done something. And in the interim, this is what happened. And Allah is merciful. But of course, salah, you won't be forgiven just like that. You will have to pay for it, or you will have to read. Reading is in this life, you have to do it. And afterwards, if you passed away, it's not compulsory upon the children, but they can do it out of their own will. And this won't come out of your estate or anything of that sort. Yes, if a person has said that, okay, I make wasiyat for this amount, then that 1/3, which is permissible, then it can come from there. Then the third type of sabr, which we speak about. Sabrun, and this is sabrun anil masa'ib. This is sabr in the face of calamities, trials, tribulations. And if you just take this verse of verse 155 of Surah Al-Baqarah, let's take it, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Definitely, we will test you. Just saying test you is not sufficient. Definitely, those who know Arabic, Lam Ta'kid and Noon Ta'kid, this is all for emphasis. The Lam in the beginning, the Lam at the end, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّ. We will test you. Kum is you. We will test you. And what does Allah Azza wa Jal say? And He mentions all the categories. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ. With a little bit. A little bit, why? Because for a believer and a mu'min, it's not that drastic. It's Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't test you with what you cannot manage. So it's a little bit. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ. So you took fear, that's one category. Min al khawfi, right, fear. Wal ju, then you took hunger. So min al khawfi wal ju'i wa naqsim min al amwali wal anfusi wa thamarat. And here's another three categories. One is min al khawfi wal ju'i wa naqsim min al amwal. Reduction in wealth, reduction in lives, reduction in fruits, vegetables, all the rest. Some have gone to the extent to say this thamarat is referred to as your children, your offspring. So these five categories, if you just take it, and then look at what's happening in Palestine, look at what's happening in Gaza, then you will find that these Palestinians are experiencing these kind of tests on a daily, rather an hourly, rather a secondly basis. Every second they are facing this year. Take all five categories. We spoke about fear. There's that fear. We spoke about hunger. There's hunger. You spoke about reduction of wealth. That's definite. Reduction of lives, definite. Reduction of your fruits, vegetables, and children. This is all included. So this kind of difficulty you go through, you experience in your life. And here you've got living examples who are experiencing it currently as we speak to you. But Allah Azza wa Jal gives the message and says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who exercise patience, tolerance, forbearance. All those will be encapsulated in that meaning of الصابرين. Give glad tidings. Your person is sick. Now imagine, Brother Suleiman, you know someone who is sick. And you say to the person, go read the virtues of being sick. tell that to a non-Muslim, you'll say, what are you speaking about? Virtues of being sick. How can there be any virtue of being sick? So for him, it's strange, but look for a believer. That is why Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, that excellent, astonishing, beautiful is the state of affairs for a believer. If he's experiencing a moment of bounty, some bounty is descending upon him, then he makes shukr, this is good for him. And if some kind of difficulty he is afflicted with, then he makes sabr, then this is also good for him. So this is the two states that we live in. It's either a moment of happiness, so you make shukr, either a moment of difficulty, then you make sabr. Both affairs for believers, happiness. So now look in the world and you can see, just this morning, Brother Suleiman, you'll see it also, I'll send it to you, that you just find it so strange. These are the so-called superpowers of the world. You know, Mr. Joe Genocide, last year when he was still as president and he still had a little bit of his senses, they asked him, how will you manage the Ukraine war as well as the war in Gaza? How will you manage both at one time? Manage to support Ukraine and manage to support Israel the same time financially. So what was his statement? He said, we are the United States for God's sakes. And this, he meant that this is very easy for us. Today you can go and see his own aides are speaking out and saying that how much the struggle they were put through, because just to make him look presentable, not even for television, just for a simple plain meeting, just to walk across the room, they had to put tape on the floor and some kind of tape which was, you know, eye-catching so that he would see, just to get to the exit of the room. These are kind of things that they had to do. So you see these people, Allah Azza wa Jal gives them that respite. But this respite doesn't mean it's virtue for them. It doesn't mean, you may ask this question, that how come they've been granted so much of wealth? But Allah Azza wa Jal is just putting them, cornering them, so that it is they put into the right perfect position. And then Allah Azza wa Jal takes them to task, much like Fir'aun. Fir'aun was brought to the ocean and he opened up for Musa alayhi salam and his people. And Fir'aun said, I'm doing this. So when we went in, then he saw really who's actually doing this. So, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, Allah Azza wa Jal says, we gradually we spur them on to the point that they do not know. You can just see, and this is what I was speaking about, the U.S., and this is the Pentagon that has mentioned this, how much of suicide cases within the U.S. Army. We're not speaking of the Israeli army, we're still coming to that. The U.S. Army, and how much they are experiencing over the past few years, and it's become a fear for them. If you just see the recent study released by the Pentagon, said that U.S. soldiers are now more likely to die from suicide than any other cause. 2,530 active duty army soldiers between 2014 and 2019. So you see these alarming figures that are coming out. Then you move to Israel. What's happening there? Just in the past 2 weeks, 5 have already killed themselves. So at every juncture, why do they kill themselves? Because they don't have this iman. And what is iman? Iman is this, that you have that sabr, that patience, and you are able to withstand that difficulty because you've got iman. And this is what is highly, highly important. Now, I'll just share with you one beautiful verse as you've chosen this topic, Brother Suleiman. So this beautiful verse, and I'll share it with you, I'll play it to you. Listen to the end, and there is a bit of a Urdu translation there, so we'll share it with you. Beautiful rendition, recitation. The verse is Surah Ala Imran and verse 186 we're looking at.
وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ
So the end of it, if you observe patience and fear Allah, then these are among matters of determination. So what is this verse telling us? You see, you're reading, you're hearing all of this that is happening. And look how current the Quran Sharif is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, of course, you shall be tested in your wealth and yourselves. And how will you be tested in your wealth? You're seeing the 1st of August that is coming and you're wondering what's going to happen with Trump's tariffs, 30% tariffs and the rest. So there's a test in your wealth, but now Allah Azza wa Jal wants to see you turning to Him and don't be affected by all these threats. So Allah then says, and of course you shall hear much of what hurts. All these things, it hurts you to hear it, what's happening to the Palestinians, what's happening around you. And Allah says, where does this come from? It comes from those who have been given the book before you and from those who associate, meaning the mushrikeen, the Modi mushriks and the rest. But Allah Azza wa Jal is giving you the solution here. If you observe patience and you fear Allah, these are the two key aspects. Patience and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this year is a matter which requires much determination, much courage. You can just imagine that now the Mujahideen, they are no more in defense mode. They are attacking. And this is what's drawing so many of the Israeli soldiers to commit suicide now. Because all along, it was they were attacking. But now the Mujahideen, Allah Azza wa Jal, has granted them so much of assistance because of the sabr, 440 days and more. And now Allah Azza wa Jal is giving them, inshallah we see it in this lifetime, that victory. Again, what's the drawing? What's that point? It is sabr, patience. We think jihad, all of that, we just go shoot or just go flex some muscles and then we're out of there. No, it's a whole 440 days that is going on and more. How much of sabr don't they require? This is the test of iman. You need iman. That is why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was, if you saw him in weight, he was lightweighted. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that in terms of weight, he is heavier than the Mount of Uhud in value all of this year. And the Mount of Uhud was beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is just a few points on sabr. We say jazakumullah khairan to our listeners and to Brother Suleiman Esob. Inshallah we meet with you again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say jazakumullah khairan to Moulana Zaid Khan for availing himself and joining us on our show. And that was, Moulana gave very pertinent advices with regards to sabr and having patience. And inshallah, we say jazakallah khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and from the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. Inshallah, let me give you the rundown for the program that are to follow. Next up, at 11 a.m. will be our news. Thereafter will be our fiqh program with Moulana Zaid Khan and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Then at 12 p.m. will be the news hour with Brother Alpha Sinkosi. And thereafter, 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Tawbah. And thereafter, 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the tafsir from the archives. 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be this with the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 4 to 5 will be the lecture, Urdu lecture. 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the tafsir you're going to hear. That is Surah Tawbah. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, via Manila. And don't forget, inshallah, that tonight after Maghrib is Yawmul Jum'ah. Try and read as much as durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Via Manila, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.